So we're doing a Seder HaDorot, and we had quoted from the Medrash Rabbah that Hevel lived 50 days. Hevel Chai Nun Yom. And there's a commentary on the Medrash Rabbah called the Yefei Tohar. And the Yefei Tohar writes that this is an error, because there's an opinion that says that Hevel lived till Chanukah. Now, till Chanukah is more than 50 days. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. So the Rav Halperin writes that maybe you have to say Tzadi Yom. The Tzadi and the Nun got swished, that he lived 90 days. And that's easy, because the Nun and the Tzadi are similar in the printing, so it could be supposed to be a Tzadi and it got switched. Ubabar Banel Bereshit, Ubmichlal Yofi Bereshit, Beshem Yosifun, Shaya Ben Kuf Shanak Shenerag. The Barbanel and the Sefer Michlal Yofi, they both quote them the book of Yosifun, that Hevel was 100 years old when he died, when he was murdered. And the Ibn Ezra writes, Vayimi Ketz Yamim, it says at the end of a period, Cain overtook Hevel and killed him, so that Barbanel says, what does Miketz Yamim mean at the end of a year? Uvit Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma says that Cain was 100 years old when he killed Hevel. It doesn't say how old Hevel was, it says Cain was 100 years old. V'atam ayen o yikrot bereshit. You want to understand the logic behind him being 100 years old? Look at that sefer o yikrot. Hevel nitgalgel beYaakov. Hevel reappeared in the form of Yaakov, and again as Yefet, and Bilak and Balaam, they're the Ra of Hevel. Moshe is the Tov of Hevel. Ruth is the Gilgal of Hevel. The two twins of Hevel appeared again in Tzipora and Batya Basparo. Shunamit was the extra twin of Hevel, and so was the wife of Yechezkel. Okay. It says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem Lekain, Navana tiye ba'aretz. You will wander on earth. Vayelech navanat be'eretz kidmat Eden. So Cain started wandering east of the Garden of Eden. Vayeda Cain vayimim emet ishto, and then Cain knew his wife, Atelet et Chanoch, and she bore him a child named Chanoch. Vayimim ahem echel Hashem la'anicho v'lashkito ba'aretz, and then Hashem let him settle a little bit on earth. Vayivne iu vayikra Hashem eir Chanoch k'shem b'no. He built the city, and he named the city Chanoch like his son, v'lo haya navanad kevatchila, and he didn't continue wandering as he had in the past. Vayivaled l'chanoch et irad, v'irad yalad et m'chuyael, u'm'chuyael yalad et m'tushael, u'm'tushael yalad et lamech. So the continuation of the generations is Chanoch bore irad, who bore m'chuyael, who bore m'tushael, who bore lamech. Now we go back in Jewish history, we go back to the third son of Adam and Eve, Shet Nolad Kshaya Adam HaRishon Ben Kuf Lamed Shana. We go back to 130 years in time. 130 years after creation, Adam was 130 years old and he had a child named Shet. Shet lived to the age of 912. And he passed away, Umet Membet Lelef HaSheni. He passed away in the second thousand, 42 years into the second thousand, because he was born 130 years plus 900, that's 2030, plus 12, that's 2042. Umot umrim, sheholid Adam et Shet haya az sagi nahor. The nations claim that Adam was already blind when he had Shet. Achar Shet holid Adam ledat agoyim shishim banim vebanot. I don't know why he quotes the nations. They claim that after Shet, Adam had 60 sons and daughters. V'amar b'Yerusi Akasti, he quotes this book, Yerusi Akasti, Birot Hashai Hashem Itbarach Haolam Rek Mimne Adam Uvilti Miyusha V'Shkech B'Vne Adam Arbe Dorot V'Olidu Kulam Tomim. That Hashem saw to it that the earth would get inhabited, and so people had many children and they would have twins. It was a common thing. Shet Tziva Lebanav Shelo Yitchabu Im Zera Kain. Shet told his children, don't you guys marry into Cain's family. He's a murderer. For seven generations, Shet's family was careful not to marry with Cain. And then they succumbed. They did marry into Cain's family. And then you have those giants were born. And their sins kept growing until they died in the flood. And next time we will explore the individuals that the Torah mentions in each generation What are we to understand? And how are we to understand their long age, their long lives? We'll pick up with that Bezat Shem next week.